Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Just about 4:30 on a really pretty Monday out there. Dave Murray joined us by phone. Hello, Dave. And I'll hit the button. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Dave, I'm not sure what's going on with your matrix. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Well, at least you sound good.
Yeah.
The same thing is happening on the phone line. I'm hearing you, and I'm thinking I'm hearing Fox Television.
Oh.
Hold on.
You just got better.
Yeah, you just got better.
Did it clear up on your end?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Fox Cable, Fox News Cable.
So that's what you're hearing?
I'm hearing you, and I'm hearing that all at the same time.
Hmm. Wow.
It's going to be more of a challenge for you today.
If it sounds okay on your end.
Yeah, you're good.
Let me give you the weather, and we'll talk. We'll try to talk a little bit. I can do about 8 things at once.
Yeah.
All right. Let's shoot.
Yeah, it's nice now. It's still a little cold. Tomorrow, gorgeous day. Lots of sunshine. Now, it's cold out the door in the morning, but 50 to 55 in the afternoon. That's going to feel good. Dry, but a lot of clouds around Tuesday night. Wednesday will be cloudy in the morning, then sunny. 49 to 50 degrees. Thursday and Friday will be wet, all in the form of rain. The temperatures will be in the 40s during the day and above freezing at night. So we have an unsettled period coming Thursday and Friday, but it is all in the liquid form.
50 degrees is going to feel like 100 degrees.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
With more sunshine, it's going to feel great.
And we are, what, about 10 days away from the winter solstice?
The 21st, I believe it is. It's 21st, 22nd. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact
date. I think that's our last show of the year with all
Friday.
Of us here.
Yep.
Dave, if I would have texted you over the weekend and asked you to send me a picture of your house, would you have done it?
To send you a picture?
Yes.
I would have sent it to you by phone.
Right. I meant to say text, not tweet.
Our message. Okay. Probably a message. Yeah.
I'm having an argument with my mom. I'm trying to convince her that the projected lights are the way to go for her this year, so she doesn't, you know, have to hang lights or anything like that.
In spite of being on the record at how bad they suck.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think that this is a perfect...
Good for you, Mom.
So, well, she saw right through. So
I find them humiliating.
I use the argument, Mark Close and Dave Murray use them,
Well, and man, we're fossils, for God's sake.
Well, yeah. No, I was saying, like, you guys have big, nice houses, so if yours look good, how could they look bad? Close sent me a picture. I sent the text to Mark and said, can you send me a picture? And Mom said, I don't like them.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Colombo. It's lovely.
And then when Tony told that story earlier, Mark goes, now I hate another Colombo.
That's right. Just add it to the list.
Dude, like, you just said you hated his mom.
I should have just went for the ask from Dave. Maybe that's it. Save the day.
I need to send, Tony, I'm going to send you a picture the next couple of days.
Okay.
Because I'm growing a beard. At least somewhat of a beard.
Nice.
I want you to put it on the website, and I want to take a vote.
Okay. All right, I like it.
Nice.
I like
it. Is it dark or gray?
It's pepper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good. Salt it's pepper. A good look.
Salt Stand in front of the house with the sky, with the projected lights while you send it. Maybe we can convince Mom that they don't look terrible.
Or if not, maybe she'll grow a beard.
There you go.
What was your excuse? You had an excuse for yours not looking good? Like the other lights drowned out the lights?
Because I've got lights that go across the front of my house, outdoor lighting, mm-hmm. like spotlights, and they work on a timer that's, I can't figure out how it works, so I never turn them off, so the house is still kind of lit up, and it doesn't really show the stargazer to its fullest ability.
Mm. I think you gotta turn all the lights off for the starlights to work.
Yeah, right. you're supposed to do one or the other.
I know, but I can't figure out how to turn it off and turn it back on.
Well, all right.
Timer, unplug it.
Yeah, but then I'll plug it back in, and they'll come on at 4 o'clock.
I don't want to be thrown into the same category now with Mark.
Yeah.
But I unplug a timer.
But you plug it back in, and the lights are on at 2 in the afternoon.
It's a timer. Reset it.
Now you're getting more complicated. Now I have to bring in the specialist.
Dave, that requires him to know how to do stuff.
Alarm on your clock. Same kind of thing.
Clock. He doesn't know how to do that either.
I don't get up to an alarm. But...
Man.
sorry.
You know when you put the timer on your oven?
Yes.
Same kind of thing.
Okay.
And Dave's crushing him.
Yeah, I know.
Well, good.
He's the only one that can get away with it.
Mm.
Hey, somebody did something because the TV signal has gone away.
Hey.
Okay,
all right.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe Fox is off the air.
Fine.
You know what?
We don't care.
In all honesty, they did go to commercial.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe that is what it is.
All right,
Close. Take it away.
Closest Corner is brought to you
by... Hurry up before they get back from commercial and Dave can't hear you anymore.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks Rewards. Download the app today. We're using the app, making big, big money. Nothing the extent of the Columbos, but Fern pulled out $4 the other day.
Yes. Yep. I just did $8.
I
was very proud of myself.
Man,
this
nice.
Is just mom saying that your house doesn't look good.
I know. Try the Schnucks ice cream. It's delicious.
Look at him ad-libbing over there.
I've had 2 quarts of that stuff since Zach was in here with that. It's delicious.
We bought the pizzas, and they're great. The new Schnucks pizzas.
And I'm doing the ad, so we love our Schnucks. I have randoms.
He's the only one that doesn't shop there.
Sponsored.
And they love him.
I love him because
it is brought to you by
that's
the
Market Oldies, and
the
I love him.
Sponsor. Couple of randoms.
I love them because they pay me.
That's right. The big money. Driving last week, one of the Kirkwood schools had a half day. I'm driving. The kid's walking over from school. It's 30 degrees. He's walking with a short sleeve T-shirt on and just a regular pair of pants. What the hell's wrong with kids? I know this never changes. I know it's a battle, but it's just like, it's a coat, man. You're more comfortable. Put a coat on.
I'll stand up for the kids on this one.
And?
According to my daughter, they keep the school very hot.
Well, can't they put their coats in the locker?
It's an age-old problem.
It is.
Phoebe Glover's the same way.
I know, it's like everybody's driving by is going, kid, you're a moron.
Phoebe has her... ICD sweatshirt she wears, and I don't know how cold it would have to be to get her to wear a coat.
I know.
Because she has to put it in her locker, and there's not room, or lug it around. And
yep. She says, Grace says the same thing.
Did the same thing in junior high and high school.
I know. Yeah. But it's just, it's like...
You're outnumbered here, Close.
I'm not... The kid can do it. He can walk down naked if he wants to, but
that's creepy.
It's pretty uncomfortable when it's...
He has to work around to that every single time.
So he can take a picture, and here we go.
Look, he can take down his pants and do what he wants. I'm not going to stop a child.
Stop a child. Right on Manchester Road, no less.
Get in the shorts.
Shout out. Thanks to our friends at ICD. We had a really good time.
Did that already?
No, he did. I didn't. And then finally, you probably saw this Ohio dad that makes his daughter walk to school for bullying 5 miles in the cold and then followed her. It's about 50-50. People going online and stuff. What do you think?
Okay, he made her walk because she was bullying another kid?
A couple of times they caught her doing it.
Did they say what it was?
Did not. I just heard that it was pretty enough that, strong enough, I think, that the school had, like, said something.
I have no problem with it.
What was the objection?
The objection is somebody wrote in and said, now you're
bullying the
bully. Bullying the bully.
It's called
whatever.
A punishment.
Yes.
It's not bullying. It's called a punishment.
And he followed her to school the whole way in the car. And even the kid said, you know what? I had it coming. And maybe I'll think twice. Good. I said, I absolutely agree with you on that.
We need more punishment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
More impressive.
I don't think that's my style of punishment. I don't think that'd be something that
Tony's
I would
more of a hitter.
Well, yeah. I'm going to make her just wear a coat to school.
Where's my axe handle?
What a monster.
Everybody don't make fun of me.
Mark would be like, look, if you want to take your clothes off,
I don't care. If you're going to be cold.
See where it goes.
We can solve this thing right now.
You're going to be cold.
It'll make you argue with grandma about projection lights.
Look like you do push-ups, son.
As soon as you get there, tell her Dave Murray has them on his house, and they look good.
Yeah, but she doesn't like me to begin with.
No, that was grandma.
She's gone. Yeah. You don't got to worry about her anymore.
No, I still worry about it, though.
Yeah. There's multi-generational hatred.
It's hereditary.
She's gone. You're
it gets passed down through the ages.
It's an Italian thing.
No, different side of the family.
Okay, well,
who's this guy that dug in the feet?
Different bloodline.
That's right. Crosses over.
Salt and pepper beard.
How much time we got?
I can't
tons.
Wait.
We can either wrap up or you could go a couple more minutes.
Oh, by the way, is the Fox back?
No.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. Well,
right. Well, did you be able to hear all of this?
I can't wait for this, Dave's beard, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sex
I'm excited.
Walking. I can't wait.
Sex walking.
Yeah.
All right. This is in the New York Times yesterday. Drop out, log on, cash in. It's a guy in Brooklyn, Jovan Hill, pays his rent, buys pot with what he makes from live streaming his life.
Yeah, good for him.
This guy goes on a couple times a day to Periscope, and he goes, I need money. And people start sending money. And he's sitting there smoking a joint, sitting around, and he makes $4,000 a month to pay his rent. Just sitting around, doing nothing. And asking people to send him money.
That's America, babe.
That's a career for me after radio. Says I'm very poor today, he said. So if you want any tax write-offs, please donate to the Jovan charity. Within minutes, the donation started. Jovan. Within minutes, the donation started flowing into his PayPal account.
You're so weird.
There's a DJ in Los Angeles, gave $100 along with a message.
$100.
$100. What the hell?
A DJ.
Listen, Mark.
What's
idiotic, but they willingly chose to spend their money.
But that's,
I love it.
That's what makes
people
me,
like being a part of dumb things. Like this.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I know this.
Fell right into that one.
The guy's working the scam, but I'm looking at these people and like, the guy said, you're working. You're at work. You're busting your ass.
Wait a minute. It's not a scam. They're entertained by him and his live streams, and so they
pay
then
for you're
him.
An idiot. Okay. You're at work and you're an idiot because you're watching a guy.
But hey, don't sweat the small stuff, right?
Smoking a joint, sitting around, not working.
Token a J.
So I'm like, yeah.
And so I'm like, close yeah. Mantra.
Rolling his own. And then
so
all of a sudden,
I'm like, yeah. $100.
Yeah. I'll send you $100 because you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
God, I am. All right. Desperately looking for the.
What if he took his shirt off?
I might send him something.
You can't find Jovan.
Jovan? Here he is wearing a wig.
That's Jovan. Did you see that they, not long ago, I think it was Forbes, released the top 10 YouTube?
Millions of dollars.
Yes. Yeah, the people. I mean, that's the way to go. Start a YouTube show and.
I'm
why don't you start one called Dag Nabbit?
Now, wait a minute. Is that a real. Would you say that's a real living?
No.
A YouTube show?
No.
Playing a video game on a YouTube?
No.
But all right, but what do we do here? $5 million
a year doing that?
No, that little kid, that 8-year-old kid, made $22 million.
What's your criteria for a real job?
Yeah, why isn't that a real job?
Doing something productive?
You are.
Yeah, but what do we do?
You're entertaining people.
You're watching a guy smoking a joint and you're entertained?
But,
like I said, I don't care about the guy. Jovan, knock your lights out.
Don't say his name again.
Jovan.
But if you are spending money or sending money to Jovan, you are an idiot. You're not right. You're not right. Just leave it at that. Not right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.